This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday.
Yeah.
And we're rooting for you. We're so glad that you made it through the week.
Pay attention to what you tell yourself.
That's right.
Now, listen. Pay attention. Stop and replace those negative illusions with positive truth about yourself and others.
That's right.
That's wow. Right. That comes from Ephesians 4, 23, which says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes.
Mm-hmm. Every single day, all the time, you got to make a decision how you're going to choose to think, because your thoughts are going to determine your attitude. Right. You know, I had someone say to me one time, what are you thinking about? I mean, you're like, it's like, he's like, your attitude has, your whole mood has changed. What are you thinking about? And I realized from that point, this was a long time ago, that he was right. That what I was thinking was determining my attitude.
Yeah.
So that was a defining moment for me. And you know what? When I realized that I don't want to call it a mood swing, but when my disposition has changed, and even my countenance, I catch myself, I can realize, you know, my thoughts aren't good right now. And my whole attitude has changed.
Yeah.
And boy, you talk about, that'll take you places you don't want to go. That'll keep you from going places you need to go, or you would like to go. Attitude is everything.
That's right.
Right?
You know, and really, what really, you know, can determine what you tell yourself is speaking in honesty.
Yes.
I mean, just being honest,
mm-hmm.
you know, to yourself, to others. And, you know, sometimes honesty hurts, you know.
And that, you know, again, we're so big on mentoring, and there's a lot of honesty that goes into those relationships.
Yeah.
On both sides.
A lot of times, you know, we may not say, you know, be completely honest, because it might hurt someone else's feelings, you know. And we understand that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But eventually, you need to be honest, okay? You need to, you know, you need to just do the right thing.
And just temper, you know, temper it with love.
Yeah, I remember my mother, when I was about, I was probably about 10. Yeah, I was just a slightly chunky child. But I would call her up from work, you know, on several occasions. And when I got home from school.
Are you seriously going to tell this?
Yes. And I would tell her, I said, Mom, I'm just wondering if Oreo cookies and milk are fattening. Well, she knew if she was honest and told me the truth, that I'd just start crying.
Well, honey.
So she'd go, no, honey, they'll be fine.
Well, she lied to you.
She did. So I would sit down, eat that whole package of Oreo cookies and a half a gallon of milk, and wonder why I weighed 140 pounds when I was 10.
Honey. Oh my God.
But that's just I mean, my mom was being sweet, you know, she knew it would hurt my feelings. But eventually, you know, as I grew older, she said, honey, you probably don't need to be eating all that because it's very fattening, you know. Mm-hmm. So she was honest. But, you know, that's just a funny story. But, you know, being true to yourself is really a key.
Mm-hmm.
And that stinking thinking, I'm not good enough. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have eaten all those Oreo cookies.
Well, that's a trick.
You know, just let me tell you, you know, God just wants you to stop. Just stop it today.
Stop shitting all over yourself.
That's right. That's right. But seriously, just stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let those negative thoughts get out of your head, okay? the bill collector or paying bills or anything like that. You know, people hounding you for this and that. And, you know, you're at your wit's end. Focus on something positive.
Focus on what you are not powerless over. That's and that'll exactly take right. care of a lot of that. There's so many things that you cannot do anything about. You That's called right. me yesterday because you were stuck in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I could read between the lines. Actually, it was a text. It wasn't a phone call.
Right.
Knowing you like I know you, I thought, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I text you back. I said, there's not a thing that you can do about this.
Right.
God might be even trying to protect you from something on up ahead
That's
that
right.
delays you long enough. So there you were, just in the car, by yourself. There's not anything that you can do about that traffic jam. So if you can get a hold of yourself like that and change those thoughts to where, you know, I can't do anything about this, and change it to, what am I going to do while I'm going to sit here? Well, as long as you're not moving, maybe return a few phone calls.
Yeah.
You know, just look around at what's going on around you and just think about your day and what you got to do next and stay yeah. positive and take the opportunity to just calm down. It forces you to calm down.
It forces you to let God, mm-hmm. you know, have the control.
Yeah. And you have to look at it that way. He's in control.
Yeah, he is.
How long did it take before, would you say that, I know you were still late getting there, but did it start to move fairly quickly?
No, it was off and on. I had to take several detours because the freeway was closed. And
were you self-talking yourself into, there's nothing I can do about this?
Yeah, I just, you know, finally, I just, you know, after getting frustrated at first, I just said, you know what? There's not a thing I can do about
there's
it.
There's not.
You know what I mean? So I found a detour with no traffic. And, yeah, I was still late. But you know what? When I got there, I was at peace.
That's right. And you didn't miss everything.
That's
actually.
Right. I didn't.
You were able to get in on some of the meeting, and it was a good part anyway.
It was
but
great.
But there was a time, I mean, you've grown. There's some growth there in you.
Yeah.
Because you're pretty high strung at times, so that just shows God's dealt with you in that area. And it's a work in progress, I know. But that also changes the way you start thinking about everybody else. And, oh, if so-and-so hadn't done this, I wouldn't have been late. And why this and why that? And then there goes your attitude. Now you got stinking thinking and a sorry attitude.
That's right.
And there's nothing you could do about it.
That's right. You know, let me speak to you for a minute, and just from a personal viewpoint. For so many years, internally, I had stinking thinking. I would let negative illusions control me. The God that I walked away from for so many years, I didn't think would want me back. Because I had stinking thinking. I thought I was just too bad. I had done too many awful things. That there's no way that this God would love me. Until one day.
Well, this is only audio. It's not video, but you're tearing up, honey.
You know.
It's okay.
I know there's some of you out there that think that. You got that stinking thinking going on.
Right.
That this God would not love me.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. After all these years that I was running away from him, I realized finally he was running towards me as I was running away. So when I gave my life to Christ, my stinking thinking stopped and my joy began. We would love for you to have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never known him, if you've walked away from him because of stinking thinking, things have happened in your life. Man, I know it's not easy. Life can be so tough. We are realists here, okay? Life's not a rainbow. But you know what? If you want to get peace, and you want to start experiencing that rainbow, just a little bit of it, give your life to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would, please pray this prayer with me. Pray it from your heart. Even if you've been in church for a long time and you never get in your heart to Jesus, do it today. Please pray. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I give you my life and my whole heart. I believe that you were crucified, you died, you rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. And Lord, you tell me because of the cross, my sins are forgiven, because I'm asking you, please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, that's the best cure for stinking thinking there is.
That's right.
The only cure
for it is, and we, thinking. Oh, I know it. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. You know, please email us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know if you prayed this prayer of salvation. Or if you want just a comment or have a praise report mm-hmm. to let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We're right. really enjoying the emails we're getting. And we'd love to hear from you as well. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we really pray that you have an awesome, awesome weekend.
And we also want to remind you to pray that the Spirit will lead you to a church.
Oh, that's for sure.
If you're not in church right now, try to make that a priority in your life.
Yeah.
And do something different. Ask Him to lead you to the church that He wants you to go to. A church that is Spirit-filled, where there are signs and wonders going on, where you're hearing Bible-based teaching, where people love God and they worship Him with all their heart. And
in the mentorship program or
right.
discipleship program, that's please right. ask them if they have that. That is so important to have someone walk with you during this beginning of this journey with Jesus.
And even if you've been in the faith a long time, it's not too late to have someone to disciple or mentor you.
It's never too late.
Ever. And so we hope that for you. Anyway, so we're going to leave this again with you for the weekend. Pay attention to what you tell yourself. If your thinking is stinking this weekend, stop and replace those negative thoughts with positive truth about yourself and those around you. Okay?
Yeah. Well, listen, we are so honored to have been able to spend time with you. We just want to say, live it up.
While beginning again.
Listen, we'll talk to you on Monday. And in the meantime, have a great weekend.